Is now the time to cash out if you own a Toronto condo? Here is part two of my two-part podcast on this question. And in this episode, I'm going to look at how the masses think versus how the wealthy think. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the True Condos Podcast with Andrew LaFleur, the place to get the truth on the Toronto condo market and condo investing in Toronto.
So that is sort of some of the advice that I gave to this gentleman who's thinking about this, selling this asset. I want to now just finish up with sort of this, made me think about, you know, again, it's something we talk about a lot on the podcast, is different mentalities, different ways of thinking. If you want to be a successful real estate investor, follow those who've come before you, follow those who've made great wealth and great fortunes in real estate, study how they think, study how they act, understand how they approach life and business and investing, and you're going to do well. If you're following the masses, if you're following the 95% of the population that have never made a dime in real estate, well, you can guess that your results are going to be similar to theirs. If you're following the, you know, the 5% of the population that have been very successful at making money in real estate, then, you know, your path is probably going to mirror what theirs is. So let's look at this idea of how the masses think and how the wealthy think. So, and again, this is not anything to say about how this gentleman is thinking. I've never met this guy. I have no idea how he's thinking. I'm sure he's obviously made great decisions with the two properties that he's got. So there's nothing against or to say anything, any judgment about where his mind is at. I have no idea. But this just made me think of, in a general sense of when we are thinking about investing in real estate, let's take a look at how the masses think versus how the wealthy think. So when it comes to the masses, they're thinking, well, you know, I bought a property, I got lucky, and now it's time to cash out. How the wealthy contrasted, how the wealthy think about it is, I bought a property, you know, it's been good so far, but the longer that I hold this property, the luckier that I will get. The longer I hold the property, the luckier I will get. And basically, understanding that over 10, 15, 20 years, when you have money invested in real estate, you're just going to do better and better the longer that you hold it. The shorter term that you hold properties, the more likely that you know, you may have some hits, you may have some misses, but you're not going to be accumulating wealth. The way to accumulate wealth is the way to increase your chances of being quote unquote lucky with the market is just to stay in the market longer. The earlier you get into the market, the better. And the longer that you're there, the better you're going to do. Next point, how the masses think. The biggest thing is the masses tend to try to time the market. The thinking is, you know, trying to buy at a low and sell at a high, this kind of mentality. Whereas the wealthy understand that it's impossible to time the market, and they're not concentrating on timing the market. They're concentrating on, again, being in the market for as long as possible. And not only that, they're concentrated on buying quality assets and holding them. So buy quality and hold. Buy quality and hold. Very simple formula. Not looking to just buy anything I can afford when I think it's low and sell anything that, you know, gives me a gain when I think it's high. That is not how the wealthy think. How do the wealthy understand that selling is a very expensive proposition? Anytime you're selling an asset, there's a lot of transaction costs there versus holding that asset and continuing to grow the equity and using that equity as leverage to invest in other areas as well. And you know, the wealthy, again, when the wealthy sell something, they're only going to sell something if they have something better to invest into. So that's, again, a mistake I've seen so many people make over the past year, especially, is they've sold assets without having the plan, like what to do with that money. They've just sold it for the sake of selling. They sold it because they think they've timed the market. They think they've outsmarted the market and now is the time to sell. And in some cases, you know, you can do that. You can time the market and you can look like a rock star, but only if you do something else with that money. If your money's just, do you sell and your money's just sitting in your mattress, rotting because of inflation, it's actually decreasing every day. You've got nothing. You should only sell an asset if you have some other asset to put that money into that's going to perform better. So if the market right now is performing, you know, is increasing at 30% a year downtown condos, do you have some other investment that's going to been going up at 30% a year? Probably not. So again, why would you sell from that perspective? The masses think the worst is yet to come. Just that sort of more pessimistic perspective on life and on investing. The wealthy tend to think the best is yet to come. The masses are thinking, what if the market crashes? And the wealthy are thinking, what if the market actually doubles again, especially in times like this when, you know, everyone is screaming at you that the market is going to crash, that it's 1989 all over again. And it could very well be. I mean, we could be on the verge of some major catastrophe that I and no one else has been able to predict. But if I'm a betting man, I would say that's most likely not going to happen due to the fundamental strengths of the market and the supply and demand equation in the market. But again, the wealthy are thinking, you know, when everyone else is zigging, they're zagging. Like when someone's saying, what if the market is about to crash, the wealthy are thinking, what if the market is going to double again? What if it's going to triple again? And the underlying understanding is that it will. It is a 100% guaranteed reality that the market will double, triple, quadruple from where it is today. It's just a matter of time. And so the longer that you're in the market, the luckier that you get, the better that you look, the smarter that you look. You know, another great example, look at M City Development there in Mississauga that is selling right now and has done very, very well. No surprise there. But the point of the story is just to, you know, the Rogers family bought that piece of land there for, you know, in the 1950s or something, 1960 or something, for like some ridiculous, laughable number, I don't know, $60,000 or $100,000 for this massive piece of land, which is now going to be built out into 10 condo buildings. I'm guessing, you know, 5,000, 6,000 condo units are going to be built on this piece of land that cost, you know, like $100,000. But again, that was 40, 50 years ago. That is the kind of perspective. You know, and you think about wealth, you think about, you know, the Rogers family, the billions of dollars of wealth that they personally have and have created for many, many people. That is a great example of how, of this, of what I'm talking about. The longer that you're in the market, the luckier that you get. And they've had that property for 40, 50 years, whatever it is, 60 years, maybe, I don't even know. It's a very long time, decades. And now, you know, the return on that initial investment is just going to be absolutely off the charts, immeasurable. And that's, imagine they had have sold that off, you know, in the 70s or in the 80s or even in the 90s when, you know, everyone was telling them this land is worthless, this land will never be do anything. If they had listened to those people, you know, they never would have had this opportunity now to again to build 6,000 condos and you know, you can imagine the numbers they're going to get on that. Okay, that is the end of this podcast. That's what I wanted to get across to you today. Hopefully you found that useful, and hopefully that will help you as you are building your real estate portfolio and just training your mind and training yourself how to think about the market and investing and how to truly build wealth as a real estate investor in the condo market. Thank you very much for listening. Hope you enjoyed this, And if you did, go ahead and share it with somebody that you know who could use it. And until next time, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the True Condos Podcast. Remember, your positive reviews make a big difference to the show. To learn more about condo investing, become a True Condos subscriber by visiting truecondos.com.